Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for December 9th, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. The FBI is investigating the deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola with the presumption that it was an act of terrorism.
We are looking very hard at uncovering his motive, and I would ask for patience so we can get this right.
That's Rachel Rojas, special agent in charge of the FBI's Jacksonville field office. The shooter is identified as 21-year-old Mohammed Al-Sharani, a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force who was a student of naval flight training at the Naval Air Station. He was one of 852 Saudi nationals in the U.S. for military training provided under a security cooperation agreement with Saudi Arabia. Three sailors were killed in the shooting Friday. Eight others were injured. Al-Sharani was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee released a 55-page report Saturday on the constitutional grounds for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The report does not say whether Trump should be impeached, instead leaving the question to the full House of Representatives to decide. President Trump is facing backlash for comments he made while speaking to the Israeli-American Council Saturday night.
A lot of you are in the real estate business because I know you very well. You're brutal killers. Not nice people at all, but you have to vote for them. You have no choice.
The Jewish Democratic Council of America said his remarks were deeply offensive and that they repeated negative stereotypes that had been used historically to target Jews. Some said Trump was also essentially suggesting that American Jews should necessarily be supportive of Israel and the government's right-wing policies, which critics say plays into the anti-Semitic dual loyalty cliche often used to attack Jews in the U.S. and other countries. The president's stance on immigration is apparently behind a nativity scene in Southern California that's causing a stir. The display at Claremont United Methodist Church depicts Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as a family separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Now to Minnesota, where some local governments are adopting to meet the needs of their immigrant and refugee populations, which have seen double-digit increases in recent years. Mike Moen reports.
In Roseville, City Manager Patrick Trudgeon says they've gone to great lengths to make sure these residents have positive interactions with City Hall. That includes seeking feedback on how to handle notifications on where to park during snow emergencies.
Oftentimes, where it is most impacted, where there's no parking options or people don't get the message and get the tickets, are around multifamily units and oftentimes those house immigrant populations. So we did some very purposeful engagement in certain apartment buildings and literally dropped off door hangers at each unit in three different languages.
Trudgeon says a challenge is trying to convey that City Hall wants to be helpful when many immigrants are coming from countries where there are major barriers to trusting government. In addition to outreach, Roseville is working with the League of Minnesota Cities in a national program to train municipalities on how to advance racial equity through local government.
This is PNS. The CDC has named the vaping brands most commonly linked to hospitalizations. Most of the nearly 2,300 people who've suffered lung damage had vaped liquids that contain THC, the part of marijuana that induces a high. Denk Vapes was the brand used by 56% of the hospitalized patients nationwide. Other products named in the list from the CDC were TKO, SmartCart, and Rove. Meanwhile, Kentucky school districts trying to stem the tide of vaping that's not only harmful to the health of their middle and high school students, but is also draining resources. Nadia Romlagon explains.
Bullitt County School Superintendent Jesse Bacon recently announced that his district is suing e-cigarette companies over their targeted marketing to young people.
We're not using district funds to pursue this. This is all on the backs of the attorneys that have agreed to represent us, so any compensation that the attorneys get would be based on any kind of favorable judgment or settlement that the district gets.
Juul, the most popular e-cigarette manufacturer, maintains its marketing was geared toward people who already were smokers. Last week, the Fayette County Public Schools Board unanimously voted to sue Juul and other companies for sparking what it called an epidemic of nicotine addiction among students in the Commonwealth.
A new study reveals that young people who use marijuana frequently are more than twice as likely to have a stroke compared with those who don't use the drug at all. A recent second study found a link between marijuana use and an increased risk of heart rhythm problems in young adults. Not much scientific information exists on health risks in cannabis use, according to Stanford University Dr. Robert Harrington, who's president of the American Heart Association.
If someone's buying marijuana off the street, there's no way of determining whether it's laced with PCP or cocaine or any other stimulant.
Researchers found that young people who used marijuana more than 10 days a month but who did not use tobacco products were nearly 2.5 times more likely to have a stroke than people who did not use marijuana. Montana ratepayers are rallying today against Northwestern Energy's 20-year plan to invest heavily in fossil fuels. We get the story from Eric Tegedoff.
The Public Service Commission holds two public hearings today on Northwestern Energy's resource procurement plan, which includes its intention to run the Colstrip coal plant through 2042 and build four natural gas plants. It doesn't include any investments in renewable energy sources. Jeff Smith co-chairs the Climate Action Group 350 Montana. He notes the utility company's vice president recently said all of Colstrip's units would be retired within a decade.
So which is it? Is the Colstrip plant going to be open until 2042? Or is the vice president correct in saying that Colstrip is going to close down within the decade? That's a big issue.
Most of Colstrip's owners, utilities in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, are pulling out or predict they'll stop relying on the plant within the next 8 years.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.